I'm Julie Vost from the University of Nebraska Medical Center, where I'm Chief of Hematology Oncology, reporting live from the American Society of Hematology. I'm reporting on an abstract that we have here combining bendamustine with brentuximab vedotin for patients with relapsed Hodgkin's lymphoma. And this is a very interesting abstract where we combine together an approved drug, brentuximab vedotin, with bendamustine, which has some known activity for Hodgkin's lymphoma but has not been used very frequently. Combination was put together first in a phase one part of the study with different doses of the bendamustine combined with standard dosing of brentuximab vedotin. In this phase one portion, it was found that patients could tolerate the bendamustine at 90 milligrams per meter squared with standard dosing of brentuximab vedotin. And patients received an average of 2 cycles of this therapy before going on to high-dose therapy and transplantation. The complete response rate with this combination was very high at 82%, and the overall response rate was 94%. Most patients received two cycles of this therapy, although some patients received up to 6 cycles of therapy before going on to further therapy. 20 patients then went on to receive high-dose therapy and autologous stem cell transplantation for their relapsed Hodgkin's lymphoma, and patients went through the cycles very well. For the induction therapy, the major toxicity was infusion reaction, which is a known potential side effect of brentuximab vedotin, and was managed with pre-medication successfully in most patients. Of the 20 patients who went on to transplantation, there was no problem in getting tissue cells mobilized. The stem cells were mobilized successfully, and patients were able to go on to transplantation successfully. An additional part of the study was using brentuximab vedotin post-transplant to try to use as a maintenance therapy to maintain remission. So far, of all the patients that have gone through therapy, there have been one patient that has relapsed post-transplant after 3 months from a complete remission. The rest of the patients remain in complete remission. Tolerability post-transplant was also very well tolerated without any major complications, as long as the pre-medication was performed. We feel that this combination is very well tolerated for patients with relapsed Hodgkin's lymphoma and is another opportunity for patients with relapsed Hodgkin's to get ready for transplant, undergo transplant successfully, and hopefully decrease the risk of relapse post-transplant. Thanks for viewing this activity. For further information, please review managinghodgkinslymphoma.com.